the sounds of cheering, panting, and dancing. Is it a nightclub? Almost, but not quite. What you're listening to is the United Nations as it celebrates World Health Day, marked on April 7 each year. An opportunity to promote social inclusion, a healthy mind, and a healthy heart, it was also a chance for a Move to Empower, an NGO with a goal of empowering women and children in underserved communities around the world through health and fitness, to teach the UN a little bit of Zumba. I asked John Leiseka, a Move to Empower Zumba instructor, why they do what they do.
The idea is we support people from in different countries. We are going to Africa, Haiti, different countries supporting people and promoting healthy life with the people. It's like a spread love, a smile every time, and dance and never stop. And let's go. When you turn around, you have a new friend, new life.
Dr. Tara Tamney Young is a founding board member at Move to Empower and a pediatric neuropsychologist. She says movement and group exercise reduces stress.
When we move, we create happy neurotransmitters in our brain and we begin to feel better and we get big and we decrease stress hormones like cortisol. And so we feel great, our bodies benefit, our minds benefit, and we can be more successful. And the other big piece about it is that it builds communities. When we exercise together and we synchronize our movements together, we feel connected. And for people who are suffering because they live in communities where there's lots of isolation and crime, exercise brings them together so that they can feel connected and feel supported.
Beyond this good feeling, human beings just aren't supposed to be sedentary, Hawa Diallo, a UN Public Information Officer in NGO Relations, said. She was part of a UN panel discussion commemorating World Health Day and spoke to me following the event.
We're human beings. We're not meant to be stationary. The more we move and the more we socialize, because a lot of these movement classes are things that bring people together. It brings a sense of community and a sense of closeness. And that in itself helps us in terms of our mental well-being.
Why is it so important that exercise programs are implemented in developing nations?
One of the things that Move to Empower has done is that they are doing these programs in developing world, in places like Kenya and Haiti. And one of the things they found, for example, in Kibera, in the informal slum, you found that many women and children were isolated, or people living as neighbors not even talking to one another. And they found that given, you know, an activity like a sport or like a dance class is something that brought people together. And also one of the things they've been doing is using sport and exercise as an income generating model also, where they train people in formal settlements, you know, help them to get certified in any type of sport where they themselves can use that as an income generating aspect to improve their lives.
As the Romans would say, healthy body, healthy mind. And on that note, I'm off to bust a move. Lucy Dean, United Nations.